Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. So, today's episode is going to be about the Pixar theory and everything about it. So, please bear with me. I've got a bunch of information flowing through my head. Like, this is crazy. I've got a time limit for this, and so let's just get into it. So, the Pixar theory was created by a man named John Negroni. Now, he also wrote a book about it. And basically what it is it's a theory that all the Pixar movies and books, no, not books, just movies, are in the same timeline. So I'm going to explain it and explain how it works. So let's get into it. So anyway, the Pixar theory, I'll also shout out to this YouTube channel and podcast called Super Carlin Brothers. They do a bunch of Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars theories, and they're one of the videos that inspired me to make this, plus a lot of and the info was coming from them. So, the theory started with the Good Dinosaur, right? Now, as we can see, the Pixar universe is a tiny bit different than our universe, because in the Good Dinosaur, you see that the asteroid misses the dinosaurs, right? And then thousands of years later, they later invent agriculture. But death eventually comes up to them with natural disasters, and only humans are able to survive. So that's just the Good Dinosaur. That's the base of the whole theory. Then we have Brave. Now, Brave introduces us to a couple of things. It introduces us to animals being a bit smarter, either by a witch conjuring them from a human to an animal, or just the asteroid. It also made animals a lot smarter because they were around for thousands of more years. So, it also introduces us to magic. Now, magic is going to be a big thing in the Pixar theory. It's going to talk a lot about how everything works and it makes sense. And there's one main key detail about this witch is that she's not the source of magic, right? You can see in one scene that there's a bunch of knives that are pointed at her, meaning that she is not the source. They have sort of like a mind of their own. So then we're going to move on to The Incredibles. Like, centuries later, from Brave, The Incredibles is set in the 1950s to 1960s, sometime around then. And The Incredibles talks about a super, and his life through a lawsuit following the supers, and then later, him having his number one fan become his biggest enemy. Now, Syndrome, he introduced the world to AI and to machines. And that sort of brings up the first thing, the main Pixar theory. Basically, there are three main groups in this Pixar theory: the animals, the machines, and the humans. And they are each given power by sort of making other people weaker. And they don't try to get power, but they do accidentally get sometimes, and accidentally weaken other people because of this. So next we have, so then we go on to some other movies, right? We've got Toy Story, Inside Out, Up, Ratatouille, and Finding Nemo and Dory. And in all those movies, it explains how animals are getting a bit smarter and stuff like that. And so we have first Finding Nemo, and we can see that all the animals underwater are very intelligent, right? And we can see that they're more intelligent than our animals in our world would be, right? They have traffic systems, school systems, and yeah, like it's insane. So then we go on to Ratatouille. Introduces us to the main rat called Remy. And Remy is a rat who loves to cook, and he likes humans. And yeah, but his whole family and his whole like rat gang clan sort of thing hates humans. They think they're the enemies, and they sort of are. But so we can see that animals are keeping intelligent. And then we get to Up. Now Up introduces us to one main thing. Now there was a man that saw this rat's intelligence and saw the availability of animals being able to do extended things, and this man was Charles Muntz from Up. You can see him controlling his dogs, and you can see him giving his dogs collars that can make him talk. So we also get introduced to one more major thing. And this major thing is a big company called BioLarge, or B&L for short. And this company is one of the main things in the world. It's one of the main things, okay? So it introduces us to the machines. Well, not introduces us to, but like, is mainly the face of the machines. And, so that's just this. And by and large, will become way bigger later. So then we get Toy Story. In Toy Story, we see the start of humans becoming batteries. Toy Story is used as, the toys are always afraid of dying, for example. And we can see that the toys need the kids' imagination to survive. The kids give them the personalities. And yeah, so then we come to Ford Finding Dory. And then we see that the world's starting to become a trash zone, because in one scene we can see some crabs and a big junkyard. And then we see later, I don't know how long later, like in the future now, in Wall-E, the world is actually decimated, right? And by and large, taking the opportunity to use capitalism to amaze humans, and uses Wall-E and Eve drones to try to fix the planet. So we introduce us to that. Now, this doesn't just introduce that. That all introduces one of the main series of Pixar's, Cars. Now, Cars now take their life in here. Now, Cars, I kind of finished this up real quickly. So, Cars are like humans, where they use humans as batteries. But they don't use them like they need them to survive. They need to be around them all the time. They need their imagination. They take their humans, the owners of the cars, they take the personality of their old owners, and they see their life in a car's eyes. For example, anything that they've seen happen is something that has other people seen happen. So for example, Lightning McQueen was a real person, right? There was a driver, there was a car, right? And the driver was like Lightning McQueen, he had the same personality. But then when the world was shutting down, he probably left, and probably getting fat in the big ship. So yeah. So I really gotta finish this up. It's already 8 minutes. It's already 9 minutes. I'm sorry guys, this is my longest episode. I'm trying so hard. But then we see in Cars 3, it introduces us to one main thing. In one line, someone says something about crabs. And so we can see animals are surviving, thriving during this. Humans left the planet, while animals are surviving and thriving. Now we can also see in Cars 2 that without humans, they're sort of dying out. In Cars 2, there's already an energy crisis. And now you guys might be wondering, well, then if the cars are alive, right? In the cars, two things, right, guys? You guys are wondering first, well, if it's in Wall-E land, you can see that the earth is brown, and you see that it's all dirty and stuff from Wall-E's point of view. Now, there could be two explanations for this. It could either be that humans left before the earth got major polluted. Humans left by just saying, oh my gosh, we have started this, there's no way to stop this, we've got to leave. Or it could just be that Eve is sent to the areas with major pollution. Now, cars were taken out by this energy crisis, and we're not having humans around, and using them as batteries, and then humans come back, right? But the pollution has a side effect on them, and hundreds of years later, they become monsters. Now, the monsters are a really interesting subject because they sort of tie this all together, too. Now, the monsters are in the movie having an energy crisis, right? and how they, what they collect. They use humans as batteries too, like the cars and the toys. They just use them very differently. Instead of using them as, they use their memories. And mostly fear. And if we see in Monsters Incorporated, when Sully goes into Boo's room, we can see a Jesse doll and a Tomorrowland. We can see a couple of Easter eggs in it, giving us the fact that it must be the 1950s and 1960s when the supers were around. So that collects that all together. Now, there's one thing that ties us all together, and that's time travel, right? Because if the monsters are the humans at that point, they must be going back in time. And we can see that there's a major energy crisis going on because fear has not become the major emotion anymore. After the supers were gone, he started being happy. And you can start seeing that in Inside Out. When Riley is around the time when the movie starts, she's only having happy memories. So there's much more memories for the monsters to collect. So guys, please stay with me. This is very, very confusing, all of this. But the whole Pixar theory revolves around forgetting and remembering. Because as we can see that Coco, once he crosses this bridge, right, made out of leaves, you can see that the little country where all the dead people live sort of looks like a big brain, but thousands of people live here, right? And we can see that the same rules apply, like if you've forgotten, then you're dead. Sort of like Bing Bong getting forgotten in Inside Out. So, as we can see, forgetting is a major part of this whole theory. We can see that the Incredibles, Bob Parr, is worried that he's going to get taken out. Like, not taken out, but like, he thinks that if people don't think they need supers anymore, then himself will be forgotten and that his personality will be destroyed. And Wheezy in Toy Story is getting forgotten by Andy, and so he's dying. And Up, also, the old man was spending all his time trying to remember his wife, Ellie, by bringing his house around everywhere. But then he just understands that he's going to live his life as Ellie wanted him to. And even Dory's whole life revolves around forgetting and remembering. Like, if it wasn't for remembering, this is a quote from the YouTube channel / podcast I introduced before, but they said that if Dory had not remembered her family, she could have just walked up to her family and not remembered their faces. Now, this is the last part of this. I promise this is my longest video. I don't know if anyone's gonna listen to this. I'll just see how this goes. It's gonna be like 15 minutes. But later, we can see also Wally. Now we can see cars don't have anything to do with legacy, right? So machines must not care about it much. But Wally wants to remember humans. And as a matter of fact, Wally's trying to remember these humans, trying to collect these things from them. You can see what? A tiny green sprout pop up near him. And then we can see later when all the humans come back, there's thousands of sprouts out, right? Because they remembered Earth and stuff. So that all ties together, right? Remembering and forgetting, this whole, the whole Pixar theory comes together. And there's one last thing that makes it big. This whole thing revolves around Boo and the witch. They are the same person. Now, we can see that the witch has many curious carvings. She loves bears a lot, and she has carvings of bears, and she also has carvings of a pizza plant truck, for example, which means she's from the future, and she's probably Boo. And so, the reason that Boo is in Scotland at this time and at Brave is because she knows that if she goes back in time and remembers Sully and remembers him, that her whole life will be a loop, right? And when she dies she'll end up remembering Sully, because if you are in the past and you remember something from the future, it'll be a whole loop, right? She dies, her soul is born again, she remembers Sully, she meets Sully, then goes to Scotland, and then she dies, right? It'll be a big loop. She'll always remember Sully. That's what the whole thing revolves around. This Boo wanting to remember Sully and wanting to keep him alive forever, not him to have to suffer the final death, per se, like Bing Bong or like the old man in Coco, which are just really sad. But thank you guys for listening to this 16-minute episode. Well, please give me a 5-star review, and I want to see if these episodes you guys like a lot or if I should not do these. It took a long time, so I appreciate it if you guys shared this. Give me a 5-star review. Thank you for listening, and bye.